For Mr. Delto. Hi, this is a procedure for Deltonia Pang, DELTONIA PANG. Date of birth is 8/8/1970. Date of procedure is 1/18/2023. Date of automobile accident 12/21/2021. Mr. Deltonia Pang is having consistent pain in his left hip and left knee in an automobile accident where his car was sideswiped with a big 18-wheeler truck. It appears that he started having headaches along with neck pain and lower back pain, and especially the hip pain and knee pain. The patient points down to that there is a pain in the hip and difficulty walking and limping, and in the left knee there is a pain inside with a sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament, as well as there is a tenderness of the supra and infrapatellar tendon. An injection of these are being considered today to relieve the pain, improve the ADL and improve the walk, and reduce the consumption of the pain medication. He also points out down the left sacroiliac joint, which will be done on the next time. The procedure for the intra-articular injection of the left knee was done as per protocol. Injection of the suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon was done as follows. After the intra-articular injection was done, the area was already aseptic, and with betadine and alcohol, the area of the suprapatellar tendon was marked, and then it was injected with a 5cc syringe with the dexamethasone and morphine. Entire needle was withdrawn. The same procedure was repeated for infrapatellar tendon above the insertion at tibial tuberosity, 1.5 centimeter above the insertion. The entire tendon was injected with another 5cc of the morphine with dexamethasone. Patient reported complete relief in the pain. Thereafter, the attention was taken to the left hip. The area was completely prepped and draped, and preparation was with betadine and alcohol. The femoral artery was palpated and marked safely. Thereafter, the x-rays was used for fluoroscopy. Patient was put on fluoroscopy table. The area of the greater and intertrochanteric line was measured and identified. Thereafter, the injection was carried out in the middle of the intertrochanteric line, 1 centimeter medial, protecting all the neurovascular bundle. And then an Omnipaque injection was carried out, 1cc, just to identify the position of the needle and to be in the joint. Thereafter, the morphine and dexamethasone was injected. The patient tolerated the procedure very well, and he is now released to back work. Thank you.